Today's study is entitled, Seven Ways to Shorten Your Life. Seven Ways to Shorten Your Life. We begin today in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 10. Proverbs, chapter number 10, in verse number 27, and the words of Almighty God say this, The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. Again, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. Today, much emphasis is put on ways one can lengthen their period of time on this earth. Most of them have to do with maintenance of the human body. Some of the recommendations are as follows. Not to smoke. Not to drink alcoholic beverages. Get plenty of rest. Exercise regularly. Eat a healthy diet, less meats and more fresh fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and no processed sugar. While these recommendations are important, they leave out the most important factor of all, which is a person's personal relationship with Almighty God. Our verse tells us the fear of the Lord prolongeth days. In other words, the person who fears the Lord is promised to have his days upon this earth extended. The Bible tells us the wages of sin is death. You see, my dear friend, sin takes its toll on the human body and lessens your days on this earth. However, a person who fears the Lord will be less likely to sin because he fears what the Lord will do to him. Today I want us to see from the very words of God seven ways to shorten your life, and as a result, hopefully avoid them. Number one is you can shorten your life by disobedience. You can shorten your life by disobedience. The men who disobeyed God and looked into the ark shortened their lives. Amen. I want us to turn to the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers, chapter number 4. Here in Numbers, chapter number 4, we have the Lord's instruction to Moses concerning the holy things of the tabernacle. In Numbers, chapter 4, in verses 17 to 20, we read this, And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Cut ye not off the tribe of the families of the Kohathites from among the Levites, but thus do unto them, that they may live and not die, when they approach unto the most holy things of Aaron and his sons, and shall go in, and appoint them every one to his service and to his burden. But they shall not go in to see when the holy things are covered, lest they die. So we see there the commandment of God is given to Moses concerning the holy things of God. Now, I want us to turn to 1 Samuel chapter number 6. 1 Samuel chapter number 6. In 1 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 19, let's see what the word of God have to say. And he smote the men of Beth-Shemesh because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. Even he smote of the people 50,000 and 70 men. And the people lamented because the Lord had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. See, these men's lives were shortened because they disobeyed the commandment of the Lord. Amen. As the Lord commanded there concerning the holy things in Numbers chapter 4 and verse 17 to 20. So we see then, these men's lives or our lives are shortened when we are disobedient to the commandments of Almighty God. So number one, you can shorten your life by disobedience. Number two, you can shorten your life by dishonesty. You can shorten your life by dishonesty. Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter number 17, Jeremiah 17 with me please. In Jeremiah chapter 17, verse number 11, the words of Almighty God have this to say. As the partridge sitteth on eggs, and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches, and not by right, shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. So we see here it's talking about someone who gets riches dishonestly. That individual's life is shortened. We have a great illustration of that found in Joshua chapter 27, or chapter 7 of Joshua, where Achan brought death to himself and his family by dishonesty. Let's turn to Joshua chapter 7 with me, please. In Joshua chapter 7, let's look first at verses 19 through 21 together. And the words of Almighty God say this, And Joshua said unto Achan, My son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done, hide it not from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, Indeed I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment, in 200 shekels of silver, in a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them, and took them. And behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, in the silver under it. So here we see that Achan obtained riches dishonestly. In fact, again, it could tie into point number one, how we shorten our lives by disobedience. He was disobedient to God's command not to take of the spoils. But let's see, as a result of that, what happened. We drop down in Joshua chapter 7 with me to verses 24 to 26. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, in the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had. And they brought them unto the valley of Achor. Verse 25. And Joshua said, Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones, and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger, wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. So, number two, you and I can shorten our lives by dishonesty. Number three, you can shorten your life by rebellion. You can shorten your life by rebellion. We see a great example of this with Korah. Korah shortened his life by rebellion. We'll see the story of Korah if you'll turn with me to the book of Numbers, chapter number 16. Numbers 16, if you would. In Numbers chapter 16, let's look at verses 1 through 5 together. The words of Almighty God say this: Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, in Dathan, in Abiram, the sons of Eliab, in On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, Ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord? And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face. Because he fell upon his face, Moses did, because he knew that the Lord would be angry and these men would be killed. Because when they rose up and they rebelled against Moses, they were not just doing it to Moses, but they were doing it to the Lord. And he spake unto Korah and all his company, saying, Even tomorrow the Lord will shew who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him, even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. Now let's drop down in Numbers chapter 16 to verses 31 and 33. Let's notice the result of their rebellion, Korah and his men. The words of God say this: And it came to pass, as he made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, that was under Korah and those with him that rebelled against Moses and the Lord. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertain unto Korah and all their goods. They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. Pretty dramatic, right? Amen. But the Korah and these men that rebelled against the Lord, they shortened their lives. You can shorten your life by rebellion. Let's turn over, if you would, to the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah, if you would, in chapter 28, verses 15 to 17, we'll see another individual named Hananiah that shortened his life by rebellion. Jeremiah 28, beginning in verse 15. Then said the prophet Jeremiah and unto Hananiah the prophet, Hear now, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. Therefore thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will cast thee from off the face of the earth this year, and thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. So we see, number three, that you and I can shorten our lives by rebellion, rebelling against God. Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. Amen. The Bible tells us. Number four, you can shorten your life by hardening your neck or stubbornness. Look in Proverbs chapter 29 with me. Proverbs chapter number 29 and verse number 1. The words of Almighty God say this: He that being often reproved harden his neck, shall, here it is, suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. You see, my dear friend, stubbornness has shortened the lives of many people. Of the generation that came out of Egypt, all died in the wilderness except Joshua and Caleb because of being stiff-necked and rebellious. Amen? They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, and none of them made it into the promised land except Caleb and Joshua. Amen? Because they were stubborn, because they were rebellious. They wouldn't believe God when God told them to go into the land and take it. Remember the 12 spies that were sent? 10 of the spies gave an evil report. The 2 spies, Caleb and Joshua, said, "Truly, the land is as God said it would be. Regardless of the inhabitants, God said it's our land. Let's go up and take it." But the others were fearful. Amen. And it prevented, except Joshua and Caleb, the rest of that generation from seeing and going into the promised land. So number 4, you can shorten your life by hardening your neck or by stubbornness. Number 5, you can shorten your life by lying to God. We see in the scriptures Ananias and Sapphira. They shortened their lives by lying to God. Notice with me this account in the book of Acts, chapter number 5, the book of Acts, chapter 5. And let's look at verses 1 through 10 quickly. Read the account there and how they lied to God. Acts chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. "But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira his wife sold a possession and kept back a part of the price, and his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet." So here they said they sold, they're saying that they're giving all the money that they got for the sale of that property. In verse 3, "But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back a part of the price of the land? And whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was so, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God." See, the sin is not that he kept back a part, but that he lied about it. See? He said he gave to God all that he got for the sale of his property. Verse 5, "And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose and wound him up and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter said unto her, Tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, Yea, for so much." Again, she's lying as well. "Then Peter said unto her, How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost, and the young men came in and found her, and carried her forth, buried her by her husband." My goodness. You can shorten your life, my friend, by lying to God. That's what happened to Ananias and Sapphira. Number 6, you can shorten your life living after the flesh. You can shorten your life living after the flesh. Turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 8, in verse number 13. Romans 8, verse 13. Notice what the words of God say. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall die, for the wages of sin is death. So if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. In other words, your life will be shortened if you live after the flesh. But if through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Amen. Living after the flesh means doing what the sinful old nature desires. Amen. If you live after the flesh, if you're yielded to the flesh, amen, then you'll shorten your life. This, my friend, living after the flesh, has shortened the lives of many people, many Christians. Samson is a good example of this. He was a Nazarite. God separated him for the service to God, to the Lord, while still in his mother's womb. And as we read about the account of Samuel, we see that he lived a carnal, fleshly life. And at the end of his life, we find him. Look at this. What a sad story. In Judges chapter 16, look with me in Judges 16, if you would, in verse number 21. Here we have a man separated in his mother's womb for the Lord, for the service of the Lord, before he was even born. But instead of living for God, he lived after the flesh. He lived a fleshly life. Amen. And we know very much about his relationship with Delilah and others, amen. But look how we find him in verse 21 of Judges 16. But the Philistines took him, put out his eyes, and brought him down to Gaza, and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. Here we see him, Samson, who even before his was born, was separated in his mother's womb for the work of the Lord. Instead of living for God, he lived after the flesh. And here we see him at the end of his life, as they say, he was blinded, bounded, amen, and grinding. That's what he was doing. Blinded, bounded, and grinding. Amen. So number six, you can shorten your life by living after the flesh. And finally, number seven, you can shorten your life by not judging yourself. You can shorten your life by not judging yourself. Let's turn over to the book, 1 Corinthians, if you would, with me. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. In this chapter, we have the institution of the Lord's Supper. Amen. And before we partake of the Lord's Supper, we're told that we are to judge ourselves. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, in verse 28 to 32, the words of Almighty God say this: But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. So before one partakes of the Lord's Supper, amen, one is to examine himself. Examine himself. Judge himself. To see if there be any unconfessed sin. And that must be done if you're going to take worthily of the elements of the Lord's Supper. Verse 29, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. So if you don't examine yourself, and you partake of the elements of the Lord's Supper, you're doing it unworthily, and you're damning yourself. Verse 30, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you. See? Because, he says, those, Paul says, didn't examine themselves before partaking of the Lord's Supper, they're weak physically. Sickly. They're sick physically. And then notice, and sickly among you, for this cause many are weak, sickly among you, and many sleep. See? God took some of these people home early because they persisted in their sin and didn't get right with God, didn't confess it, didn't examine themselves like they should have, and continued in their sin. And God said, this is enough, and he took those Christians home early. Now, notice in verse 31, but if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. The Word of God is telling us, if we judge ourselves, amen, then we will not need to be judged. If we're right with God, if we're honest with God about our sin and we get right with Him, then He doesn't have to judge us. But if we don't, He will judge us here and now. Amen. He'll judge us here and now, before He takes us home. Amen. Because when we're saved, amen, those who are not saved are going to be judged at the great white throne judgment. Those of us that are saved will appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and what we've done for Christ after we got saved will be judged by the motivation, what sort it is. So God's not going to judge you with the unsaved. He's going to judge you now. You're not going to be condemned, as it says, with the world. Amen? So, we see number 7, you can shorten your life by not judging yourself. The Word of God asks, in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 17, why shouldst thou die before thy time? Why shouldst thou die before thy time? Why should your life be shortened? Amen. Why should it be shortened? Why shouldn't you live as long as the Lord wants you to live? Amen. There's no reason. But the answer is, if you don't want to die before your time, don't be, as we've seen, disobedient to God. Dishonest with God, lying to God, being rebellious, rebelling against God and His ways, being stubborn and full of lies, in living after the flesh, in failing to judge yourself. All of these things will cause you to die before your time. Instead, my friend, put your trust completely in the Lord Jesus Christ and let Him make you obedient, honest, yielded, submissive to His will, and truthful. One who lives after the Spirit, amen, and judges himself. That's who you and I should be, if we do not want to shorten our lives. To be one who lives after the Spirit, yielded to the Spirit, and judges ourselves. Well, that concludes our lesson today.